Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. A recent economic study indicates public-private U.S. agricultural export market development programs remain highly effective and generate a substantial return on investment. The study, welcomed by the Coalition to Promote U.S. Agricultural Products, was conducted by IHS Market and Texas A&M University. The researchers say that MAP and FMD have accounted for 13.7% or almost $648 billion of all the revenue generated by U.S. agricultural exports between 1977 and 2019. In a letter sent last month, members of the coalition and also additional organizations have asked the U.S. House and Senate Agricultural Appropriations Subcommittee leadership to maintain funding of at least $200 million for the Market Access Program and $34.5 million for the Foreign Market Development Program in fiscal year 2023. Warmer and drier weather in parts of the Midwest has reduced excessive topsoil moisture and improved crop planting conditions. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
It may sound concerning. A week-over-week drop in the nation's excessive topsoil moisture rating from 18 to 11%. Yet, as USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey explains,
we actually saw some of the warmth and dry weather moving into previously wet areas of the Midwest resulted in quite a bit of net drying, which was good news for the planting progress.
However, overall very short-to-short topsoil moisture ratings nationwide rose 2 points by 28% from the previous week, meaning some of the driest areas of the country continue to get drier. The biggest trouble spots remain
the Rockies, the Southwest, and much of the Great Plains. We see 8 of the 10 states that cover the Rockies and Great Plains reporting topsoil moisture at least one-third surplus. The only two not on that list, the Dakotas, where it has been much wetter recently.
During the next several weeks, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's NAS service will be conducting 2 major mid-year surveys, the June Agricultural Survey and the June Area Survey. The agency will contact producers across the state of North Dakota to determine crop acreage and stock levels as of June 1st. Darren Jancy, the state statistician for NAS in North Dakota, says the June Agricultural Survey and the June Area Survey are 2 of the most important and well-known surveys that NAS conducts. He adds, when producers respond to these surveys, they provide essential information that helps determine the expected acreage and supply of major commodities in the U.S. for the 2022 crop year. This is Inside Agriculture.